On any other Tuesday at this time of year, Constitution Dock at Hobart Harbour would be empty of fishing boats. Lobster fishers would be out catching lobster for the Christmas rush. But today, the harbour is chock-a-block full of boats, with pots loaded, fishermen waiting and hoping that the Chinese lobster market is about to reopen. One of those fishermen is Brian Franklin from Bishnoe.
We haven't fished this season, actually, so we're pretty desperate to get out and make some money, but there's no point in going if we can't sell the fish.
And how likely do you think it is that the trade will reopen?
This sort of situation, to my knowledge, hasn't happened before. You know, every now and again they'll close the border, and I think it's to do with a bit of bribery and corruption, but this seems like it's coming from the national government, so we haven't encountered this problem before, so we don't know how long it's going to take, actually.
What's the reason for China having so much of an influence on the Australian lobster market?
It's pretty well the same as all of Australian commodities, you know, whether it's mining, fishing, whatever. Sort of, China's the sort of nation that's got the money at the moment. Europe's very slow, the US is very slow, and China are the one with all the money, so that's where all our lobsters have been going live, and they pay the highest price. No one can compete with the price that they pay.
Even domestically in Australia?
Oh, no, no way. You know, sort of the time a lobster goes on the plate in Beijing or Shanghai, you're probably looking at you know, $150 to $200 a kilo.
And when will you be back into the docks, do you reckon?
A round trip, if we go to the West Coast, there's usually sort of 10 to 14 days. The problem is there's a lot of people holding fish at the moment. The processes are pretty well all full, and there's a lot of boats that have got fish on at the moment too. So, yes, that's why we're waiting to make a decision as to whether we'll go or not.
So when will you know whether you can head out?
Wish I knew.
Once you've caught the fish, if you decide you can't sell them, can they be released back into the water?
Something I wouldn't like to contemplate. They're hard enough to catch, let alone letting them go.
And lobster fishers like Brian Franklin aren't the only people concerned about the closure of the Chinese lobster market. Down on the Hobart Pier, I bumped into abalone fisher Matthew Florence, and I asked him how he saw the situation.
Scary. Very, very scary. I mean, I've talked to a few people about it. No one really knows exactly what is going on. But I think it's scary even for our industry, the abalone industry. We've got to get fish caught by the end of the calendar year. The price dropped a month ago from $42 to $48 a kilo down to about $30 now, and it can go down to half that again probably. Who knows? But they've got to be out by the end of the year or they lose them. They don't get caught, they don't get paid for them.
So you're concerned that the downward prices in the lobster industry might move over to abalone as well?
From what I've heard, it can do, yeah. Yeah. I mean, no one's telling us exactly what's going on, but the rumours are that it can do, yeah. They know we haven't got a lot of fish to come in before Christmas. This is the Chinese market, and they vary their prices a lot. There's a lot of supply and not a real lot of demand this year, so the prices drop, but that can go straight back up next year to $40, $50 a kilo. Can do. Not saying it will, but it can do. So there's a lot of variations, yeah.
And are you looking to head out then today?
Probably tomorrow morning. As I said, we've got to get the fish caught by the end of the calendar year, and we're starting to get pretty close. The processors won't commit to a price, so therefore it makes us really hard to bring the fish, like the crayfishermen. You can go out there and catch a fish, then you've got to sell them. And that processors won't commit to a price because they don't know what they're going to get paid over there.
How much of the quota has been caught so far?
They've kept that quiet because the Chinese find out what they've got, and if they find out we've got a lot of fish left in the water, they drop their price. But I think 80 or 90% of the West Coast fish, which are where we're going to tomorrow, they've caught. So there's probably up to 10% still to come out.
And what are you thinking the price should be like around this time of year?
$40 plus would be good, but I reckon it's about half that at the moment.
What does it have to be for fishermen to make their money back?
Well, the boat would have to cost you $2 a kilo to catch, and they've got to pay us, you know, anywhere between $6 and $10 a kilo to catch them. They've got to pay royalties to the government, so that puts up around $15 or $20 a kilo they've got to get before anyone starts making money.